107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin's education department has a new database where anyone can look up teachers whose licenses were surrendered or revoked. This all started with a story from the Cap Times. They found that over a five-year period, there were 200 investigations into teacher misconduct, leading to revoked or surrendered licenses that did not show up in the existing database from the Department of Public Instruction. A couple weeks ago, there was a hearing in the Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency. State Superintendent Jill Underley was out of the state and did not attend. But the Senate Committee on Education had their own hearing Tuesday, and this time, Underley was there.
Student safety is not political. It's a moral responsibility that we all share. And as both your state superintendent and as a mom, that responsibility guides everything that I do. And that's why in recent weeks, it's been deeply disappointing to see attempts to turn this serious issue into yet another partisan political sideshow.
When asked whether the DPI has enough resources to properly investigate claims of educator misconduct, Underley says what they really need is subpoena power, or the ability to compel people to do interviews.
Today, the DPI lacks subpoena power during investigations, meaning we rely on voluntary cooperation of witnesses, district officials, and others to gather critical information.
During the hearing Tuesday, Underley laid out some ways the legislature could help, including by passing a law that defines grooming. A handful of other states have done the same, and now two Republicans have authored a bill to do just that. She also asked that lawmakers close the loophole for private school teachers. They do not need licenses to teach in Wisconsin, and therefore can't be investigated by the DPI either. Underley also announced the DPI is launching a new database that shows teachers who have surrendered their licenses or had them revoked. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, just trying to go out the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 51 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 38 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.